Blog Talk Radio.
Hear me talk about being perfect. Well, I want you to understand something. To me, being perfect is not about that scoreboard out there. It's not about winning. It's about you and your relationship to yourself and your family and your friends. Being perfect is about being able to look your friends in the eye and know that you didn't let them down because you told them the truth. And that truth is that you did everything that you could. There wasn't one more thing that you could have done. Can you live in that moment as best you can with clear eyes and love in your heart, with joy in your heart? If you can do that, gentlemen, then you're perfect.
Let me tell you something you already know. The world ain't all sunshine and rainbows. It's a very mean and nasty place, and I don't care how tough you are, it will beat you to your knees and keep you there permanently if you let it. You, me, or nobody is going to hit as hard as life. But it ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done. Now, if you know what you're worth, then go out and get what you're worth. But you got to be willing to take the hits
and not pointing fingers saying you ain't where you want to be because of him or her or anybody. Cowards do that, and that ain't you. You're better than that.
I firmly believe that any man's finest hour, the greatest fulfillment of all that he holds dear, is that moment when he has worked his heart out in a good cause and lies exhausted on the field of battle, victorious.
Never give in. Never give in. Never, never, never. In nothing, great or small, large or petty, never give in except to convictions of honor and good sense. Never yield to force. Never yield to the apparently overwhelming might of the enemy.
Men will still say, this was their finest hour.
What we do in life? Echoes of eternity.
I'm gonna show you how great I am.
I'm gonna show you how great I am. Ooh, wait. Hey, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I'm Peter Richardson, and this is Me Tuesday. Ooh, wait. I hope you guys ready to get up and get ready today, enjoy today, and not just enjoy it, but tackle it head first. All righty, Peter Richardson, live to you on Blog Talk Radio, saving the athletes respectfully. Oh, my gosh, I hope everybody went to sleep and slept a lot better than I did. I really didn't get a lot of sleep last night. I had a dream last night, which I will get into later on today, but I'm coming to you live straight up out of Dallas, Texas. And just to let you know how it's feeling out there while you're getting ready or you're already on your way to work, it feels like it's 74 degrees out there. So you probably don't need to blast your AC so you can save some gas out there. The high today is 95, and we got a low of 77. So, you know, it's going to get up 3 degrees. So you still, well, when it get about 95, you know you ain't going to have no choice but to turn that AC on because I know me sometimes as soon as I get in my ride, I start sweating up under my shirt like, ooh-wee, Dallas heat, really? It's not no joke. But, hey, it is what it is, and we got a 10% chance of rain today. Let's hope it don't rain. Well, we can use a little bit of precipitation, but, hey, if it don't, oh, well, you know, it's still sunshine and rainbows, even though life, sometimes it's not always sunshine and rainbows. This is what I'm going to get into. This is Me Tuesday. Let me explain it to you guys who don't really understand. This is Me Tuesdays. Have anybody have a question why you do something and how you do it? Have anybody questioned you why you do something and how you do it? And sometimes it's just like, man, I want to let you know. You can just tell them, hey, this is me. Either like it or love it, and don't put no one above it. This is me. That's why I'm coming out with This Is Me Tuesdays. And I'm gonna tell you a story. So, okay, there was this little girl growing up in a family, right? Growing up in a family, she wasn't really liked by her family. She was a minority child growing up in her family. She really didn't fit in that much. She really didn't talk the same language as her family. She really didn't hang out with the same people as her family. She didn't really fit into the normal social environment as her family. Where she comes from, her family spoke Hispanic. She didn't really speak too much Hispanic. Whenever she grew up in the generation she grew up in, it was just mostly English. But that don't mean she was not with her people or not. You know, that's just her family didn't really raise her like that. So she grew up in her family. What she did, she made good grades. She played sports. What she do, she obeyed her parents. She didn't really get in no trouble all the way up through high school. Didn't get in no trouble. But her family used to blackmail her just because she wasn't the one out there participating in some of the extracurricular activities that her family was in. What she did, she played sports. She stayed positive. She made good grades. She didn't mess up at all. Then she goes off to college, gets pregnant. Then what? Then coming from where her background is from. No, she didn't really have no help from mommy. She didn't really have no help from daddy. She could talk to her granny every so often to get some little bit of wisdom. But when it comes to financial basis and taking care of that seed, it was all on her. And of course, the baby daddy, once found out he got her pregnant, was nowhere around. So now what does she do? She went from living in the world, from doing everything right, to when she got off from college and then had a mess up at night. And for you ladies out there that's listening, man, what do you do? School, do you get an abortion? What do you do? Do you try to make it work out with a baby daddy that you know that ain't going to be there? What do you do? I mean, because coming from a young man's standpoint, you would think that, dang, how can a man not want to be there for his child, unborn child? How can a parent not want to be there for their grandchild? What do you do? But I'm here to tell you, this is why I call it This Is Me. This Is Me. Because this little girl, you know what she did? She stayed strong. She stayed strong. She stayed strong. Because she went back, she rebuted back to her training from whenever she was a little girl growing up in a neighborhood that she really wasn't accepting in. So once she got pregnant and then she had to figure out what she really had to do, she started stripping. Got questioned by her friends. So I started being called a hoe by her family. Started being blackmailed. But you want to know how she would answer questions when people were questioning what she did and why she did it? She would say, "This is me." Even though she's staying out all night, going to school all day, but still has to strip just because so she can make some money, so she can take care of her seed that will one day be in this world. This is me. She understood that wasn't nobody going to pay her bills. Her mom and daddy was not going to help her out. For one, they couldn't, and for two, they wouldn't. So instead of letting that chatter come in between her and trying to provide for her seed, she had to go do what she had to do. Now he who judged first should be judged not. You know, so why judge somebody? Just because what you think you do is right doesn't necessarily mean it's right. And until you need it, you never know the value of a quarter would do. Let me say that again. Until you need it, you never know the value of what a quarter can do, how far it can go. Have you ever been sitting there flat broke on your face and you understand that it's hard to go out there and make a dollar in this world, trying to make a dollar out of 15 cents and let her know you got to provide for a seed that's coming up that is not his fault or her fault to come into this world? So why talk about somebody that you see out there stripping on the strip pole? Why you see somebody out there on the corner, not saying that being on the corner is right, but sometimes you got to do to get up out of the dark, step into the light. But it's all about your perspective as things, you know, because sometimes most people don't have no help. Most people don't have nobody in their ear telling them or helping them. Faith without works is dead. You can tell somebody all you want. Tell somebody all you did, give them as much wisdom all you want, but then they put their hand out and you're not there. What is that? That's a hypocrite. So this girl, right, grew up in a socioeconomic place that wasn't really out there. The parents wasn't really out there. Getting talked about, getting blackmailed by her family because she used to do things right, going through high school, doing things right, going through college, end up messing up. Staying out late all night, and then next thing you know, she's coming up pregnant. Then so she had to have an epiphany with herself, understand what she could do to still try to stay in school, try to get that degree, and still get some money to take care of her feet. So she started stripping. So when she started stripping, she really had to stay focused. Freshman year, stay focused, went through. Sophomore year, stay focused, went through. Junior year, stay focused, went through. Next thing you know, she got one more year to graduate. Some of the people back home still ain't even went to school yet. Still ain't even went to school yet, but want to talk down on somebody who's pregnant, by this time then had her baby. Then had her baby, taking care of her baby, and still going to school. Dude, some people know how hard it is Do some people know how hard it is just to take care of somebody when they are living with their grandparents? Some of these girls out here that I know was living with their grandparents or living with their parents and still don't even have no job. So who's people to talk about whenever they see somebody out there doing something that they really don't condone with and want to judge them and want to act like that they're, you know, such a bad person instead of trying to get to know that person? It's all about your perspective, baby. It's all about your perspective. So this girl, she worked. Next thing you know, a baby is 3 years old, 1 year from graduating. 1 year from graduating. And it's crazy because while I'm dreaming this, I asked the Lord last night. I was like, Lord, you know, I'm speaking solely through you. Solely through you. What is the message that do you want me to bring to the people tomorrow? But I'm twisting and I'm turning and I'm just not really understanding. Then I was like, man, this ain't really it. I was like, this is my show is called Stay When I Have This Respectfully. Like, come on now, but I got to understand, I can't just talk to the fellas all the time. I also got to reach out to our females. Then that's when I was like, okay, I get it. So that's why I'm telling you this morning. Even though people questioned her, people doubted her, people hated on her, like, why she doing this? This is me. Why you out there making money like that? People think it's an easy way. This is me. Sometimes it's so hard to get a job out there these days, especially in this economy. And then once you get a job, you know, it's hard to even make rent. So let know you got a mouth to feed. This is me. I'm telling you, Peter Richardson, 7 Athletes Respectfully. Feel free to call in. Yes, you can call in at 877-921-1656. Let me say that again, 877-921-1656. I'm going to go ahead and go to a song break, and you guys feel free to call in if you want to talk about the story I'm explaining.
Right now you about to experience going live in the mix on Soul Radio by PDP. Right now we got Love Never Felt So Good by the King of Pop himself, Michael Jackson, featuring Justin Timberlake. So just sit back and relax your feet. If you're going to work, hey, you about to go to work in a good mood. Love Never Felt So Good.
She had to realize that nobody
in this world was going to help her out. I mean, her mom and dad wasn't really there financially, but she can reach out for her, to her grandma, you know, just for a little mentorship and to help her stay sane and help her stay sane. Because, like I said right before, the brave faith without works is dead. So, with that being said, if there's anybody out there that's willing to go out there and tell somebody what to do and tell them this and tell them that, what you're doing is wrong, what you're doing is right, it don't matter at the end of the night. Yeah, it don't matter at the end of the night if one that person reach out for a helping hand, and you turn your back. Faith without works is dead, man. So that's where we at. That's where we at. So her kid is 3 years old. She's going through her junior year, and now she has one more year to graduate. Why she has one more year to graduate, man, that's when life really hits. Man, to this time, man, it's really been a cakewalk. It's really been a cakewalk. I can't really say a cakewalk because I can't really imagine living that life as myself, or even if with my sister living that life, I really don't understand. I really wouldn't understand. You know, it really being easy, but she got into a routine. She would go to school during the day, get her little girl, and then from there, take her to the babysitter, go do what she got to do at night, and it was repetitive. But then you want to know what? Junior year, boom, life hits. Club got shut down. She had to work for a couple months. Now what? Nowhere to make money. She just had one more year. And all up on this time, she's questioning. You a hoe. You doing this. Why your baby? Why you stripping and you got a baby? That's not right. Who's to say something is not right? So like I said, some people talk about what you do and how you do it. Just tell them, this is me. I'm doing what I got to do. Are you paying my bills? Why should I wait and see what you got? Why should I do whatever you want me to do? Who's to say what you're doing is wrong? Well, ain't wrong. This is me. So for the people out there that's trying to make a living for their kids, they're trying to do what they got to do, and even if you don't have no kids, trying to work your way through school, trying to do what you got to do with people judging you, trying to tell you what you're doing ain't right, what you need to do, and some people is too busy trying to chase security instead of trying to chase what their heart is out there. Well, I listen to them, it's like, hey, maybe you should take a look in the mirror. Who's your biggest component? Who's your biggest competitor in this world? It ain't her. It ain't him. It ain't your cousin. It ain't your friends. Who's the biggest competitor in this world? Let me tell you. Go to the bathroom and look in the mirror. That's your biggest competitor. And once you figure out who your biggest competitor is, then one thing you got to understand is effort. Effort. Effort is between you and you. Where effort comes from is heart. How much heart you got? How much pride are you willing to set aside to understand what you really got to do in this life to be happy in this world? How much? One of the biggest downfalls of a man is his ego. Come on. It's his ego. So stop talking and shut up, look in the mirror, understand who your biggest competitor is, and don't worry about what this girl is doing, don't worry about what this man is doing, because most of the time, most people in the hood are talking about people who they are, they ain't really talking about they hating on them, because they're moving in the way that they wish they could move, wish they had enough courage to go out there and play sports, or go out there, make good grades, go out there and study, and then once life hits, go out there and continue to go straight. So don't give in to the hype. Let's go, baby. Who with me? That's what I'm talking about, man. I'm trying to talk to some people who really trying to make it in this world, who have been through some things. Like I said, life ain't all sunshines and rainbows, man. Let's go. Where all my people at out there, man? Let's go get this, man. Let's have some courage, man. Let's look in the mirror, understand who we got to compete with, understand the effort is between you and you. How much heart you got? You want to chase security, or you want to go out there and chase your dreams? All my athletes out there understand what's going on in this world. Man, every athlete I know, whoever I've been in contact with, whether that's high school, college, whatever, put in that extra work, been there, ain't really trying to go out there and do what everybody else is doing because we're trying to live our life for us. Yeah, nobody made it to the next level of where we come from, but we didn't let that stop us. Yeah, some of my friends that had kids in college, but that didn't let that stop them. The weak let that stuff stop them. Not to say just because you feel like you stopped right now don't mean you have to stay that way. Man, everybody, slow motion is better than no motion. Slow motion is better than no motion. Sometimes people get it sooner than others. It's okay. Man, one of my favorite examples when I really sit and think about successful people is the Colonel. It's the Colonel. He lived his whole life. Didn't become the Colonel. If you don't know who the Colonel is, man, slap yourself. The Colonel, KFC, baby. KFC. Didn't become the Colonel until, what, his mid-40s? It's never too late. And how he got so famous with the white suit was because he had to go take a trip. Had the same chicken, different outfit. So that's an example that the time really wasn't right. So what happened? He turned a negative into a positive. Most people think he automatically came out with that white suit. Do your research. He didn't automatically come out with that white suit. He ran out of clothes to wear. Had nothing else to wear on the plane. So he put on all white. Turned a negative into a positive. That's what I'm saying, baby. This is me Tuesday. Just because the young lady had a baby and went out there to do what she had to do. Not to say having a baby is negative, but, hey, she didn't let it stop her. And she kept going all the way to the junior year, to the club shut down. But you want to know the job she got after that was a receptionist at a lawyer's office. Now what, baby? Now what? Went through a junior year, then eventually a senior year, graduated, bought a Benz. Now what? But now everybody was talking about her. I was want to know what she did and how she did it. This is me. Now what? While you sitting down there talking, she was too busy walking around walking. Now what? So whatever, no matter what you've done or what you've been through, life's about making your dreams come true. You got a sore, baby. Regardless of what happens, I know it's hard. I know it's tough. I know the bills get tough. I know your family want money. I know you got to pay for your mama bills sometimes. I know you got to go without. I know you want to go kick it with your girls or go kick it with your friends. I know. I've been there. It's tough sometimes. But like I say, life ain't all about sunshine and rainbows. It ain't about all sunshine and rainbows. Just like Sylvester Stallone say, how much can you take? How much can you get hit and keep moving forward? How much can you take and keep moving forward? Man, it's so hard sometimes to keep move forward. Sometimes you just want to fall to your knees and crack and break and say, I'm tired. I know I've been there. 2012, I'm basically living out of my car. I've been there. Sleeping on the wood floor, looking out the window. I've been there. But I have looked in that mirror and understood, this is me. This is me. Even now. This is me. Like looking fear in his face. Look at what you're scared of. Sometimes people talk about people because they actually see them out there chasing their dreams, going after what they stand for, and them people just sitting there because they're scared to chase what they are scared of. Look at fear in his face and say, you ain't going to get me, baby. You ain't going to get me. Sometimes them like them athletes out there, man, I know there's athletes out there right now about to be out there on that field. But they scared to line up against somebody that they know is great. That they know is great. They was like, man, well, I ain't going to go up against him. I know he's going to make me look bad. I'm trying to play this shit. Well, I'll tell you what, man, how you going to play that year? You line up in front of that young man that you think is great, and you compete. You compete. Oh, man, I don't want to go in with the first team because I know the first team ain't going to do nothing but drive me crazy, drive me in the ground. And football players out there don't want to be out there embarrassed. You got the social media. You got some of the parents. And most importantly, for some of them, they got the girls out there. They ain't trying to go out there and look embarrassed. They're trying to line up against somebody who they can shine up against. Well, I'm going to tell you what. The people who you think you can shine up against, you stay away from them. You go up against somebody who feel like they can put you in the dirt. Because you want to know what? Because you never know what you can do when adversity hits. Adversity makes people break, and it makes some other people break records. What you going to do? This is Me Tuesday. Let's go. Let's go. Let's soar. If you want more, let's soar, baby. I'm telling you. You can do it. Don't let where you from determine your future. And I don't care if you're from the suburbs. I know people that's from the suburbs that went through and did things right and end up being wealthy. And then on another note, I know people from the suburbs that just didn't really want to live that life. They didn't want it bad enough. Didn't want it. There's two types of people in this world. Two types. You got one, grew up in a two-parent household. Get wisdom from the father, love from the mother. Wisdom from the father, love from the mother. Worked his butt off to get through high school. Worked his butt off to get through college. Did the extra work, went the extra mile, did what he had to do, went to the next level. Performed highly, making no excuses. But then there's another kid who didn't grow up in a two-parent household. Grew up with a single mother. There's two types of kids that grow up with a single mother. Two types of kids. One kid go through high school, go through college, strong, backbone, work his butt through high school, work his butt through college, make it to the next level. No excuses. Then there's another one, grew up with a single mom who want to make excuses. She want to feel sorry just because daddy wasn't there, want to act like he want to bend over when things get rough, things get quick. Go off to college and understand, well, my father wasn't there. Maybe that's why I'm rolling this joint. But my father wasn't there. That's why I'm sitting these 40s. Like, no, get up off your butt, stop feeling sorry for yourself, and do what you got to do. I know it sounds so simple, but like I say, when the game of life hits you, coming, hits you in the face right before you know it, when the worst time you expected, man, it's hard to go forth. I know I've been there. So what you do, you got to look it in the face and say, let's go, baby, you or me. Go look in that mirror and understand who's your worst competitor. It's you. Let's do it. What Nike say, just do it. This is Me Tuesdays. So when somebody question you what you do and why you do it, and you know you're chasing your dream, you're moving strategically, going from this place, trying to take advantage of connections. You look them in the eye and say, this is me. Get with it or get lost. That's what I'm saying. This is Me Tuesdays. We're coming to you live on Blog Talk Radio. And all right, that's going to be the wrap of my show. Tomorrow I'm coming at you again. Saving athletes respectfully. Peter Richardson, baby. I hope you guys really enjoyed it. But you know, I cannot let you go without letting you hear my theme song. I came to win. Yeah, that's right. Nicki Minaj featuring Rihanna. One of my wives in the next live. I hope you guys have a wonderful morning. Enjoy the day at work. And When in doubt, don't forget the sword. No matter what you've done, no matter what you've done and what you've been through, life is about making your dreams come true. God bless.
I came to win, to fight, to conquer, to thrive. I came to win, to fight, to prosper, to rise. They guns out aiming at me, but I become Neo when they aiming at me. May, me against them, me against enemies, me against friends. Somehow they both seem to become one. A sea full of sharks and they all smell blood. They start coming and I start rising. Must be surprising, I'm just amazing. I win, thrive, soar, higher, 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 more, fire.
Prosper, thrive, to blow.